Live, on location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with my fabulous cohort, colleague, and friend, Jane Matinair, Matinair on Air. We are live from the Crosscut Park in Richland Center, Wisconsin, the beautiful Driftless, here at the Veterans Memorial Pavilion. Jane, thank you so much. Outstanding couple of hours here on your show, Matinair on Air. Thanks for sticking around for this one.
Absolutely. I am delighted to be here. It's been great meeting people who have been coming out. This is a perfect day.
Yeah.
It really is a perfect day. So we're here till 2 o'clock.
And people have been fabulous. We started yesterday at the old world headquarters down in Madison, where Mr. Zomers is, down in Madison, our fine producer. And one of our great listeners, Gary Tipler, look what he dropped off for us.
This is only one. Gary brought us three scones that are about as big as a baseball.
Right.
They're so delicious, and they're from Lazy Jane's in Madison.
Yeah.
And it was funny because I had someone had texted in, you need scones from Lazy Jane's. Go to Lazy Jane's. And then Gary brought them yesterday. So thank you so much, Gary. That's so lovely of you.
It really, really is. And thanks to Jane, I'm no longer using plastic water bottles. I have my reusable Yeti right here in my hot little hand. So I'm very excited about that. Thank you, Jane.
Yeti, by the way, Matinair on Air is available for sponsorships if you're ever interested.
Right?
Just throwing it out
just
there.
Just throwing it out there.
Take it for what it's worth.
And also we have our hot little hands thanks to Wonder State Coffee Roasters in Viroqua, Wisconsin, just up the street. One of the only, I think, 5 solar roasteries in the world.
I didn't realize they were solar.
Right, yeah, they are. Right up the road in Viroqua.
Cool.
So we have Wonder State Coffee. If you're in the area, come on down to Crosscut Park. It's right behind the community center here. We have Wonder State Coffee on, and it's a good time had by all. We are joined, as we are every Wednesday, from beautiful Lake Wissota, the host of Up North News Radio from 6 until 8 a.m., Mr. Pat Kreitlow, and from an undisclosed location in Central America, and I'm not making that up, he is a man about the world, Mr. Trivi Olson, Senior Advisor to the Lincoln Project, and joining us right here in Crosscut Park in Richland Center, my former boss, former Senate Majority Leader, Republican Dale Walter Schultz, who is celebrating a birthday today. Dale, happy birthday.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Thanks for taking time to come down.
I'm officially old enough to know better.
Well, you and Pat served in the legislature together. You're a Republican, Pat a Democrat. But, you know, you guys found ways to get things done.
Yeah, we did. And you know what? Once in a while, we had fun. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Amen.
Still looking forward to getting a ride on that pontoon boat that you're so generously offering for this Connie giveaway.
Yes, the text to win. Kreitlow has his own pontoon boat, and we've been without him even giving me permission, I've kind of volunteering that he may, a keyword may, be willing to be the captain on the pontoon boat included in our grand prize, one of three at Fort Atkinson, a cottage on the lake with a pontoon boat.
Just remember, Pat.
I'm here.
All publicity is good publicity.
Exactly. Have pontoon, will sail. Absolutely. Bring it on.
Pat, captain.
Pat, we've talked about this before, but I mean, there were different times when you and Dale were in the legislature, as we've talked. You guys would, not you and Dale necessarily, but Republicans and Democrats would kind of go after each other on the floor. And then, a lot of times you'd walk 5 blocks down the avenue and you'd buy each other a drink and say, you SOB, you really got me. Now, what can we get done? And that's the way things actually worked. I mean, will we ever get back to that, Pat?
Well, I'm certainly hopeful that we can. I mean, right now, part of the reason we can't, well, there are many reasons, but as the amount of money has gotten extremely large in politics, and so people will do whatever they can to protect their investment, and that often means going to the extremes and not appearing to compromise with one another. So any compromise has to happen organically. It's not going to come from leadership necessarily. It's going to come from rank and file members that say, hey, why don't we get something done? In fact, right now, I'm working on a story for Up North News comparing the paid family leave records and promises of Donald Trump and Joe Biden. And in reading up on it, I'm discovering there is a paid family leave caucus in Congress. It's very small. They've set their sights very low, but at least it's a couple of rank and file. It started with a couple of moms talking in the hallway, and maybe they can come up with something. That's the kind of thing we need to continue encouraging.
Dale is still a Republican, although he's not a Trumper. Trigvi, you and I are former Republicans. Trigvi, I want to bring this up. I want to go around the table and get everybody's opinion quick on this. Yesterday on the Fox News on Cavuto, Neil Cavuto, you had former Wisconsin congressman, former Speaker of the House, Republican Paul Ryan, saying that he no longer believes that Trump is even qualified to be president of the United States again, and not because of policy. He said it's because of character. Trigvi, is this going to have a ripple nationally?
I don't know nationally how much of a ripple it will have. I think it's good that Paul is finally speaking out and speaking the truth to power, which is essential. I think it matters in terms of those blocks of Red Dawn conservatives and Dobbsdads who are conservatives and Republicans who are open to voting on democracy. I think it's the kind of thing that can be part of framing the message. And I think in that context, I do think it's important, particularly in Wisconsin.
Dale, you're still a Republican. You're not a Trumper. I guess we've talked about this before, but let's just get on the record. Why don't you just, I mean, you're not a Trump guy. Why do you stay and call yourself a Republican? Why do you stay in the party? And what does it mean to you to have Paul Ryan say what he said yesterday about Trump?
Well, let me start from the back end of that. That's leadership. That's what I call it. Paul Ryan stood up and said what had to be said. We need more leaders who are in the public spotlight, standing up and telling the truth like he did. And I think that's important, and we shouldn't underestimate that. And it could become contagious. Look, I was never a fan of Donald Trump. I did tell people I'd give him a chance. It didn't take very long for me to be absolutely soured on the man. And no, I don't think he ought to be our next president. And these days, I find myself very much missing and wanting to go back to a party that was identified as originating with Abraham Lincoln and Teddy Roosevelt and Ike Eisenhower and Ronald Reagan and Tommy Thompson. Yeah. And at the same time, I'm not willing to buy a brand without some substance. And what I see now is not substance. And I've told people I'm still consider myself a Republican, but I do not vote a straight ticket anymore. You have to prove to me you represent me and the people in my community. And I'm sad to say recently we've had some real shortcomings in that regard.
Pat Kreitlow, you, of course, were in the legislature, a Democrat, involved in Democratic politics a long time. Do you think that Democrats are willing to accept people like Paul Ryan in a coalition to defeat Trump and Trumpism?
Well, I think they're certainly open to the idea of a coalition to the extent that it sounds credible and isn't seen as a Trojan horse that would merely, you know, weaken Biden. There are plenty of people looking at, you know, Robert Kennedy Jr. and other campaigns, not so much as genuine support for a third party, but as a way to say, well, we know that a lot of people who voted for Trump aren't going to this time. How do we make sure they don't vote for Biden? And so they encourage, you know, these kinds of third parties and talk of a coalition, and it so frequently goes nowhere. So, I mean, it would really have to prove its credibility. I think you're less likely to see something like that in a presidential race, which is still binary. It's going to be binary for some time to come, as you would in Congress. In Congress, you sometimes hear about the Gang of Six or a Gang of 14 or whatever, where enough people, again, usually rank and file, say, you know, if we stick together with something, the majority has to follow us, and enough of the minority does too. That takes leadership. That takes bravery. And when you've got a party right now calling for the expulsion of members like Paul Ryan and Liz Cheney and others, you don't really have an environment that's friendly to any of this right now. The only way to defeat this is to defeat it at the polls and get some, well, forgive me, get some real Republicans back in there and not whatever brand this is right now under the MAGA umbrella.
Jay Matinari, you've been an institution of broadcasting in Wisconsin for years. We're so honored to have you here at a part of Civic, of course, and having your own show every morning, 10 to noon. You're a fantastic lead-in. You know, particularly southeast Wisconsin, better than anybody else. And driving out here yesterday, we talked about the fact there are so many things we have in common.
Absolutely. There are so many things that we all agree on and love about this state, and I think we love about each other. Everybody wants their kids to be well taken care of. Everybody wants a decent place to live. Everybody wants their kids to go to a decent school. We all would like to drink clean water and know that it's not contaminated with cancer-causing chemicals. Yeah. These aren't hard things. But the one thing I will say, to be the outlier here, the whole Paul Ryan thing makes me cranky.
Okay.
It just makes me cranky because Donald Trump's character has not changed.
Right.
Donald Trump is the same person he was when he came down that escalator in 2015. You don't understand how anyone could think he is a good role model for your children to emulate. And so, yes, I appreciate Paul Ryan coming out and saying that at this point, it's a little late.
You could have
done this sooner. And I also think that Paul Ryan is in a very fortunate position. He is working for Fox. He's on the board of Faux News. I'm sure he's pulling in a pretty good buck. And I'm sure he saved some money over the years. So he's in a position now where he can come out and say that with pretty few ramifications.
Pat Kreitler, we're going to be up at Eau Claire yesterday. Pat's going to join us at Shift Coffee and Cyclery in downtown Eau Claire. Stop on out. The first cup of black coffee is on us.
You mean tomorrow, right?
He does mean tomorrow. He messed up the days. Aaron, the reason he did that is he skipped something. Aaron, I know that Geico Camel is nearby. I don't know how he missed telling people that it was... There, now he's back on track. Tomorrow will be in Eau Claire.
Thank you. I appreciate it. The coffee is on us at Shift Coffee. Kreitler will be there, Jane, and a host of characters as well. About a minute and a half left, Pat. We're going to come back with Trigvi and Dale and Jane on the other side. But final word, your final thoughts on kind of the environment that we move into as we move through Wisconsin this week in 2024.
Well, look, we had the state Democratic convention here last weekend. The chair of the Democratic National Committee, again, reminding Wisconsin voters just how important they are to not waste your vote. And he doesn't mean just not vote for any Republicans, but to think in each case, in each race, who are you voting for? And do they actually stand for you? And realize that your vote has a legacy that goes long beyond you, like who sits on the Supreme Court for a lifetime and things like that. As long as people take seriously the power of their vote in Wisconsin, we may be on the track to better times.
Pat Kreitler, every morning, Up North News, 6 to 8. We appreciate it, my friend. We'll see you in Eau Claire tomorrow. See you then. Come on back. We have Trigvi Olson, also Dale Schultz, and Jane Matinair. Talk a little Southwest Wisconsin politics. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show from Richland Center.
Now she ain't a Cadillac, and she ain't a Rose, but there ain't nothing wrong with the radio.
Welcome back on location live from Crosscut Park in Richland Center, Wisconsin, the old hometown. We are here, Civic Media's Todd Allball Show with Jane Matinair, host of the Matinair on Air every morning from 10 until noon. She precedes us at the table here on location, former Senate Majority Leader and my former boss, Republican Dale Schultz. And joining us from an undisclosed but safe location in beautiful Central America, our very own Trigvi Olson.
Todd.
What? Not that safe? Okay. Well, you look. It looks like palm trees. It looks very
safe
pleasant.
Where I am right now.
Okay.
I don't want to have one of those viral moments where I get off on you.
Well, no, we don't. We
Although
don't
it might
want...
be good for ratings for you and Jane.
That's true.
Thought about for a while.
Let's talk about that. No, I'm kidding.
It's getting kind of dark.
Trigvi Olson, of course, a former Republican like myself, and now a senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. Guys, before we move on here, I just want to kind of pick up on what Jayden said before the break, because I think it's really important, and I think it's a good discussion to have with the people we have right now on the show. Jayden, and of course, Paul Ryan went on Fox yesterday, and yes, he's still a member of the Fox Board of Directors, and said that he no longer believes that Donald Trump is qualified to be president because of his character, and saying that he's certainly not going to vote for Trump. He'd already said he's not going to be at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee next month, but It's been my belief that we all, meaning it doesn't matter who you vote for or where you're from, that we have to have this coalition to defeat Trumpism. But I think Jane hit on something that's very, very real, and we need to talk about it. And that is, there are a lot of people who are like, gee, thanks, but what took you so long? Is this true or not? And you know, are you serious about this, Dale?
Well, I think when you're in power, it's incumbent on you to be the big person and to let bygones be bygones and work towards a positive future together. If we spend all of our time recounting the sins that we have all committed, we're never going to build a real tight bond. And I think Democrats have to find ways to include Republicans in meaningful, substantive ways. And I think Republicans have to put it on the line like Paul Ryan did and stand up and say what needs to be said. I think you shouldn't underestimate the cost to Paul Ryan for doing that. I admire the fact that he did do it. I myself have sinned. I know that I could have done more in the past, and I think about that often. But I think what's important is that we have our eyes on the prize in the future, and we work together to get there. And that's what we're trying to do here in Richland Center.
Trey V. Olson, you worked for the late, great John McCain, certainly a conservative, a presidential nominee, an iconic U.S. senator, could be had a temper. You know that better than anybody else. But he also found ways to work with Joe Biden and other Democrats when he could. I don't want you to speak for the late senator, but what do you think, having known Senator McCain, what do you think that he and people like him would think of Paul Ryan's announcement?
Well, I mean, I think McCain would be happy that Paul is speaking out. I think, like lots of people... and I think Jane was kind of getting to this. There's a disappointment that, and I feel this having known Paul for a long time, right? Like, am I disappointed that he didn't join the cause earlier? Sure. But the reality is, and when I worked for McCain, I wrote something called The Seven Rules for Dealing with Autocrats for people around the world who are dealing with autocrats like Putin or Lukashenko or Chavez. If you believe that Donald Trump is an existential threat to our democracy, rule number four of the, as I believe he is, rule number four is the Stalin rule. If you believe someone is an existential threat to democracy, as Adolf Hitler was, you make an alliance with Joseph Stalin, knowing that he is probably the second worst human being to ever walk the planet. And you forgive the bygones, and you fight until you get rid of Hitler, and then you can fight it out on the other things. And so the reality is, for Democrats in this moment, and even for people like myself, we can be frustrated that Paul didn't do more earlier and that Paul didn't speak out and whatnot. But the reality is, he is our ally in this moment. And the game that Donald Trump is playing is a zero-sum game. It's not the win-win of democracy that we know. It's one where either he wins and democracy is gone, or he loses. And we take any allies that we can get in that fight. Because in these kinds of fights, that's what you have to do. And then we can get back to having, you know, fights, and Democrats can have fights with Paul Ryan about whether, you know, Ayn Rand economics works better than big government economics. And I, quite frankly, Jane, I hope that we can get back to having that fight, you and I, at some point.
Absolutely. Okay, here's what I'll do, guys. I will give Paul Ryan a hug, but it's not going to be a full, really bear huggy hug, okay? I'll give him a little squeeze, and then we'll go on.
Well, that didn't hurt too much, did it?
Oh, no, it was fine.
I want to see give Dale a hug right now. That's easier. You can start.
Oh yeah. Look at that. Bipartisanship is broken out. I was here's a quick story. Thank you. So here's a quick story. We're down in Platteville, and Dale was speaking somewhere down in Platteville. This is when he was like Senate Majority Leader, and he was going around, and he just went and said hello and shook people's hand. And he went down to shake this woman's hand, an older woman, and she pulled her hand away, and she said, "I wouldn't shake your hand. I'm a Democrat." And Dale smiled and said, "I'm sure you're taking something for it." And he moved on. I mean, it was hilarious. Everybody there laughed.
She laughed too.
Instead of picking fights, it was just like, let's just be human.
But to Trigvy's larger point, and you're absolutely right, Trigvy, in this fight, we do need to have allies. We absolutely do. And then, like you said, then we can go fight about the finer points once this threat is passed.
But here's what I keep wondering about. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Dale.
I was going to say, for everyone who's involved in the Lincoln Project, they didn't sit around and negotiate with people before they took action. They stood up and said and did what needed to be done. That's leadership. And we need more people doing that. And I'm sure that they had more than enough people saying, well, they could have done more sooner and yada, yada, yada. Yeah. The main thing is, as Trigvy said, we're all in the fight together. We all love this country. We all love democracy. And let's get it done.
Trigvy, about a minute and a half left before the break. Give you the final word here on this subject. I guess, people in Wisconsin, I think there are still Republicans in Wisconsin that admire Paul Ryan. And I think in some Republican circles, maybe it's only 4%. But in this race, do those 4% that still like Paul Ryan, if they don't vote for Trump, does that make a difference in this race in Wisconsin?
Well, first of all, I mean, I would take issue with you on how much he's liked. He's actually one of the three, I have quantitative data on this. He's one of the three most popular Republicans in the state of Wisconsin. Tommy Thompson, hands down, is the most popular. There's a lot of not like Republicans. Not that any of them are exactly loved, but or any politicians for that matter. But no, Paul Ryan has cachet in Wisconsin. I think what I keep coming back to with Paul is, if you go back to his original statement where he said those things, which he is now doubled down on, he said them in relation to Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney. And, part of the game of fighting autocrats, and this was true when we were talking about the Lincoln Project, one of the first calls I was on about starting something, we were all like, what if no one stands up with us? And millions of people stood up with us, and that's the greatest part of what we are doing. I think it's about Liz Cheney. I think Paul feels guilty.
Stand by. We have Trigvy Olsen joining us live from an undisclosed location in Central America. We have Dale Schultz and Jane Matner joining us from a disclosed location, Crosscut Park in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Come on down and have some Wonder State coffee. Back after this, a news, sports, and agriculture update. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show live from Richland Center. Todd Allball Show live on location at Crosscut Park in Richland Center, Wisconsin, the heart of the Driftless. Feel it again. Bipartisanship. Getting things done. Putting our problems aside. That's what we need more of. Joining us live as he does every Wednesday this week from an undisclosed location in beautiful Central America, Mr. Trigvy Olsen, like myself, a former Republican who is now the senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, and here live in person, joining us on his birthday, no less, my former boss, former Senate Majority Leader Dale Schultz, Republican. Gentlemen, we appreciate having you here. We need more of that, right? We need to get back to doing things the way they were.
Yeah, to some degree. I couldn't agree with that more. We need to take time to appreciate one another.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Jane is taking a well-deserved break because she's already in a two-hour show. She'll be back with us a little bit later in the show. But she'll appreciate this because this is Richland Center, of course, is where, as you guys know, where I got my start in radio in high school in 1987. Ron Fruit took pity on me because I didn't want to flip burgers at Hardee's, and he gave me a job engineering the Brewers games. And so I was working at WRCO here in Richland Center. By the way, Phil Nee from RCO is going to join us next hour here on the show. And Dale ran for, in a special race, he was in the assembly, and he ran for state senate in 1992, right? 91. And so here I was staying at Mom last night, and I went downstairs in the old boxes and started digging around and see what I could find. And, you know, I am a bit of a hoarder. And here in my hot little hands, I have the Schultz for Senate Do Not Erase original Senate commercials from 1991 on reel-to-reel. Reel-to-reel.
And they are available for the low, low price.
Yes. Dale will make a copy of this for $29.99, available in 3 easy payments. But I mean, that's, I guess I bring that up just for nostalgia's sake. But Trigby, you know, you and I were about the same age. I mean, you were going around to radio stations when we still delivered these ads on reel to reel. And I mean, it was the time when you had Tommy Thompson and Tom Loftus and people who wanted to get things done. Trigby? Are you there?
When you guys. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
Oh, so do you remember when you guys got to the state Senate, your office was right next to Bill Burns. You guys were right down the hall from me.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they were, and on the second hour, by the way, we're going to have a guy who worked for the Republican senator before Dale, Dick Kruel. Mark Kupp is going to be on the program, and he is the executive director of the Lower Wisconsin Riverway Board. And Dale, you were in the legislature. Talk to us. We're going to talk to Mark Kupp next hour. But tell people how that was conceived and the bipartisanship it took to get it done.
Well, let me first add a little fact to your intro. Mark Kupp actually worked for me before he worked for Dick Kruel.
I didn't know that, really.
He did.
All right.
And it's important because of him and the good job he did, I think Dick had a vision of sort of juxtaposing against a blue ribbon commission that was designed from primarily people from Madison who were going to create the Lower Wisconsin Riverway. Dick said, well, why don't we use local officials? And I need some help doing that. And Mark saw an opportunity and didn't look back and did a fantastic job. So I wanted to say that. Why did it happen? It happened because Tommy Thompson was a real leader. He did 2 things. It was not a popular concept in the River Valley because of the arrogance of folks from Madison. And Tommy Thompson came to me and the other legislators and said, look, we're in a position where I can help you, but it's going to mean you're going to have to take a risk and you're going to have to be willing to work with some Democrats. And that's pretty sobering in light of the last discussion we just had. But it was really prescient and it was important. And at the same time, the principal author of the idea was Spencer Black, a really left-wing tiger in Madison, who was successful because he didn't have to have the whole loaf all the time. He knew that if it was a good idea, it would catch on. So he agreed with Tommy Thompson, and I agreed. And what happened is the local officials performed very well, actually came up with a tougher plan than Spencer Black was pitching. And that made it easy for him to get on board. And the negotiations we had were reasonable. And I'll let Mark talk about those if he so desires. But the point is we were able to reach an agreement actually fairly quickly. Now, we didn't make everybody happy on both sides, but we made the vast majority of people happy, and the results are that we've met the test of time, and it's
35 years.
Yeah, it's hard for me to believe it's taken that much time for me to look back and realize what a great thing it was. But Mark was, instrumental all the way along, and of course he was the logical person to hire as the executive director because he'd been involved with everybody who was involved in the issue, and I don't think he's disappointed a single person.
For people listening around the state of Wisconsin, and by the way, we're talking to former Senate Majority Leader, my former boss, Dale Schultz, here live in Richland Center. We have Trigby Olson, ongoing contributor and senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, joining us via StreamYard. For those that don't know, the Lower Wisconsin Riverway is one of the greatest conservation projects in Wisconsin, preserving the integrity of the Lower Wisconsin Riverway. And Jane and I crossed it yesterday on Highway 23 in Spring Green. I said, look up that valley, Jane. It looks the same way as some of the explorers saw it 100 years ago to a large degree, and that was because of a bipartisan vision. And Trygve Olsen, Dale's a modest guy, despite being a politician, and I think one of the coolest moments in my many, he used to call me the Billy Martin of the Schultz office, because I worked for him 5 different times, although unlike Billy Martin with the Yankees, I was never fired. But my last stint with Dale in his last term in the early 2010s, he got the award from the Sierra Club as being one of the best state legislators in the country because of his vote to help protect conservation and the environment in northern Wisconsin. And I staffed and we flew out to San Francisco, where he won this National Sierra Club Award for Conservation. And you know who showed up? Spencer Black. Because he wanted to be there to support Dale, because they had worked bipartisanly for the Lower Wisconsin Riverway. That's the kind of leadership we need, Trygve.
It is the kind of leadership that we need. And here's the thing, you know, and it's Dale's birthday, and I say this with all sincerity. That's a legacy. And what it makes me, you know, as I was listening to you talk about it, Dale, what I keep wondering is, do these guys who are getting elected to office now, who are tearing down so many of the things that make Wisconsin great, or nationally what makes America great, do they understand what kind of legacy they're leaving for themselves? I mean, Liz Cheney often says, you know, long after Donald Trump is gone, the stain of appeasing Donald Trump will stay with them. How do they not get, when you think about your legacy, It's going to be enjoyed by generations of people from Wisconsin, and these guys are trashing their legacies.
Well, I didn't do this because I was working on a legacy. I did it because I thought it was the right thing, and because I thought Tommy Thompson made sense, and Spencer Black had been willing to come across and say, "Hey, I will work with you," and he was good to his word every single time. And I think the relationship between the local people, the legislators, certainly grew over time, even with the original advisory committee that was working on the river. They began to realize that the local officials were way more responsible than they figured they'd be.
Yeah.
And I think there was something for all of us to learn there in that process. And that's the good thing about democracy. You know, you have the chance to learn something and you have the opportunity to teach something when you enter into a relationship with others during the lawmaking process.
Trygve, you and I did a statewide tour a couple months ago. We're going to do another one coming up before the Republican National Convention here in July. Of course, you grew up in the River Falls area. Talk to us a little bit about kind of what, picking up on what Dale just said, local elected officials, because Jade and I were talking as we drove out here. You get outside of D.C., you get outside of Madison, you get out to actual real country here in Wisconsin, and people find ways, for the most part, to get along and to solve our problems locally. I don't know if you know this or not, but Badger Boys State is happening this weekend in Eau Claire, where we're going to be tomorrow. I know you like to even ask the former governor about this a lot, but I wonder, because when I got in politics, when you did as Republicans, when I worked for Dale, one of the things that was always talked about is local control. Decisions are made best locally. No one usurped local control more than Scott Walker during his administration. Why do these current mega Republicans not take a page from the Dale Schultz book, the Tommy Thompson book, the Spencer Black book, and trust local officials?
You know, because I think they want control, ultimately. And you know, I mean, Scott, you know, is a good case in point. The guy was running for governor when he was at Badger Boys State back in Ripon. And all the rest of us were trying to get the college girls up behind the dorms if we could. We didn't have much luck either, I can tell you. But they were college girls. But, I mean, honestly, that's what I think it's about. And here's the other thing is the approach has just gotten different, right? Like Dale's calling up Spencer Black and saying, let's work together. Tommy Thompson's calling Gary George and Polly Williams and saying, hey, schools have got a problem. The best policy and the best politicians are ones who want to do. They see a problem or they see something that could be good for people in the state. And they say, who can I work with who shares this goal? And I'm not going to get 100% of what I want, but I'll get 75% and we'll leave something that, you know, that is a legacy, even if it wasn't intended to be. And I know it wasn't in your case, Dale. It was, you were doing the right thing.
I want a one-minute answer from each of what Trevi just brought up here. He's so important, so right about this, is that in your time, Dale, you would always say, let's find ways to get it done. Why is it now that, and I'm going to say it's on both sides of the aisle, maybe more so mega Republicans, but there's no compromise anymore. It's like you have to get everything or else you're on the other side.
Well, I think it's money. It's the obscene amount of money in the process on both political parties, where the donors, the mega donors, want a return on investment, and they're greedy, and that should surprise no one. And that means they're expecting those folks that they've given huge sums of money to do their bidding for them. When I was running for office, knocking on doors and going to town halls for little fundraisers was, you know, the business. You had to get to know people, and you had to find a way to get them to trust you. Yeah. And make an investment in you. Now you just hop on a plane and get $1 million or way more than that, flying around the country from, you know, the well-heeled.
Or if you're a congressional candidate like you were back in 2004, you're spending a lot of time dialing for dollars.
20 hours a week for a year and a half.
Boy, that's a joyride, isn't it? Triggy yeah. Olson, a minute left before the break.
I think it goes deeper than that, Dale. I think for a lot of these guys, it isn't even about raising the money to run elections. That's just a means to an end. What they're really looking for is the big payday for themselves on the other side as a lobbyist or as a guy running a youth organization that owns the Reagan Ranch like Scott Walker, that's underwritten by, you know, one of his biggest donors. And he gets paid $800,000 a year to do that and will tout whatever he has to do to keep the money flowing in for himself.
Well, I think you make a good point. I guess the world has changed a lot. It doesn't pay that well as a retired legislator, I assure you. But I am satisfied, and I feel completely satisfied with what I was able to do with my career in politics. And we need to encourage people to be in the business for the right reason, and they're out there. They just need to be asked, and they need to be supported.
If you have a question for Dale or Trigby, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Give us a call for Dale Schultz or Trigby Olson. When we come back, a bit more of things that are going right, the UW-Richland system, and Aaron Rodgers. Is he with Trigby Olson? We'll ask. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show, live on location on the Civic Media Radio Network. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to Tyler Ball Show live on location in Richland Center at Crosscut Park at the beautiful Veterans Memorial Pavilion. Here on location with me, my former boss, former state Senate Majority Leader Dale Schultz, who is celebrating his 50th birthday today. We appreciate that, Dale. And from joining us from an undisclosed location in Central America, Trevi Olson, Senior Advisor to the Lincoln Project. Coming up next segment, my elementary art teacher, the wonderful, the fabulous Jane Kintz is going to be joining us. She will not be talking about my grades in art class, but she will be here talking about Frank Lloyd Wright, the great work that the local foundation is doing to preserve the warehouse here in Richland Center. And she's just one of these people. She has an Airbnb. She's a cat lover. And the best part about it, she's just cool. And she makes you better for being around, so Jane will join us next segment.
It's dangerous, Todd.
I know.
I really want to hear about your behavior, not your grades.
I actually found...
I once was at the comedy shop that is below Civic Media, yeah. And Chris Farley was there, and they asked him to get up on stage, and he looks out and sees his teacher who flunked him in English in high school and invites her on stage. And that lady absolutely left Chris Farley with nothing to say. So, be
careful. Well, I mean, I might have always gotten the best grades, but Miss Kintz always liked me. You know, we always got along. So yeah, you know, it was. she calls me one of her favorite art students. Kiefer is one of. But we'll have her on next segment. Dale Trigg, before we go, I want to get your quick thoughts, Dale, on this. An article, a great reporting came off Wisconsin State Journal over the weekend talking about EW Richland. Of course, Jay Rothman has closed this campus here. Jay and I, Matt and Aaron and I were over there. Such a beautiful campus. You know, it's a tragedy, I think, what's happening to the UW system. Your thoughts, not necessarily specifically on Richland, but, I mean, you were a Senate Majority Leader. You were a past chair, former chair of the Senate University Committee. What is your take? Where are we at? What is the future? I know that's a lot, but just, I guess, sum it up in your words and your experience.
Well, what I think is this. Where we're at is the younger generations, Gen Z and Gen X, have to step up and communicate clearly their fears about the economy. And they also at the same time have to realize the importance of education in fueling our economic development. And by that I mean all forms of education, K-12, technical college, and the university. And if we don't support them, we're going to write our own future, and it's not going to be pretty. But we have an opportunity to stand up, and that's what I'm looking for.
855-752-4842. Mr. Zommer says we have a phone call back at the World Headquarters. Caller, go ahead.
Yes, it's Jeannie in Sun Prairie.
Jeannie in Sun Prairie. Thank you, Jeannie, for calling in. Jeannie, go ahead.
Yeah,
you're on the air, Jeannie.
Representative Stoltz, I worked there at the Capitol during the time you were referring to. I worked for Crawford and Redkowski and Grzynski. And certainly you know those three.
I most certainly do.
But, you know, I think, yeah, and, you know, it was just a much friendlier time when people wanted to compromise and get legislation passed, and they did. You know, you guys would go to work during the day and then go play cards at the Inn on the Park or something and have drinks together. You know, it was just, and I think, too, I believe even to this day, most people, like I'm a public servant, I do it because I want to make things better for my community. And I think that to be true of, like Melissa Radcliffe, who's our new rep, she replaced Gary Hebel. And, you know, she wants to do good for the people. And
Jeannie,
there's plenty to be done. And go ahead.
No, wrap it up quickly. Go ahead, please.
Oh, that's good. You know, I could go on and on and on. I'm enjoying this conversation.
Thank you so much, Jeannie. About 4 minutes left, guys, or actually 3 minutes left. Dale, quickly, you were there during Act 10. You are the only Republican in the state Senate that voted against Act 10. To Jeannie's point, your wife is one of the most outstanding people I know. I know you call her your hero. She was the district administrator. She was a teacher here. She transformed public education in Richland County. She's a public servant. Jeannie's a public servant. Why? You know, Republicans, in my opinion, had a major mistake in attacking public service.
Well, I completely agree. But the reason why I did what I did and what I think the reason why my wife did what she did is that we were pretty good listeners. And you were with me many nights when I'd go and meet with 600 or 700 of my closest friends in some gymnasium somewhere. And everybody was mad at me because I wouldn't tell them how I was going to vote. And then I'd have to explain, look, I'm here to listen. If I'd already made up my mind how I was going to vote, some of you would say, well, you're not very honest. And I said, I have not made up my mind. I want to hear what's on your mind. And from that, I will, you know, make my decision, and then we'll let the chips fall where they may afterwards. And I think that was the right way to proceed, and a lot of people have told me that since then.
Trigg Olson, about a minute and a half left. As we travel around the state, you and I, as Jane, Matt, and Aaron travels around the state with me, there are so many great public servants, so many people volunteering, so many great teachers, so many. That's part of what makes Wisconsin great.
100%. And, I mean, you mentioned Badger Boys States at the Eau Claire campus. Think about the conversation we had with Jim Schmidt, the chancellor up there, Mike Johnson, the superintendent of public instruction. But then also think about the people that we met, you know, in Eau Claire, I mean, in La Crosse at the Radisson, or the guys at the bar in Stevens Point. People in Wisconsin
they, you know, they don't wear red and blue in their daily lives. They wear green and gold, and they get that Wisconsin is a place, and that, you know, it's Tommy Thompson's line, but ideally is a place where eagles soar along the St. Croix and Mississippi rivers, Harleys roar all around the state, and the Packers score on Sundays, right? Like, yeah. That's what they want, but they're not getting it.
Yeah.
And if you want to see some volunteers, show up at Richland Center this weekend for our Dairy Days and Rodeo Parade and the Wisconsin Rodeo Finals. You're going to see some of the finest, most motivated volunteers anywhere. They do a great job every year.
Well, coming up next, we've got our Scouting Summer Text to Win contest. We'll give you a keyword, give you a chance to win some great prizes. And then it is a Richland Center Lollapalooza. Some of the best people you'll ever want to meet in the country, in the state of Wisconsin. It's all Richland County for the next 60 minutes. You're not going to want to miss it. It's a lot of what makes Wisconsin great. Phil Nee from WRCO is standing by. Jay Matner is here with me. Dale Schultz, happy birthday.
Thank
and
you.
Thanks for coming on. Trigby, keep her safe down there. Get back in the States. We'll see you next Wednesday. Don't go anywhere. We are live on location on the Civic Media Radio Network.